Angelus Domini, nunciabit Mariae.
E concepit Spiritus Sancto.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus.
Pope Francis prayed the Angelus with pilgrims and tourists gathered in St. Peter's Square on the second Sunday of Lent. In remarks ahead of the traditional prayer of Marian devotion, the Holy Father reflected on the Gospel reading of the day, which was taken from the 17th chapter of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, and that recounted the transfiguration of our Lord. Transfigured on Mount Tabor, said Pope Francis, Jesus desired to show his glory to his disciples, not to keep them from going through the cross, but to show them to where he was carrying the cross.
Chi lotta insieme a lui, con lui trionfará.
Whoever dies with Christ shall rise again, said Pope Francis. Those who struggle with him shall triumph. The cross is the gate of the resurrection, he said. The Holy Father went on to say that the message of hope which the cross contains is one that constantly calls us to be strong in our lives. The Christian cross is not something to hang in the house, to tie the room together, or an ornament to wear, but a call to that love with which Jesus sacrificed himself to save humanity from sin and evil. In this Lenten season, said Pope Francis, let us contemplate devoutly the image of the crucified Lord. It is the symbol of the Christian faith. It is the symbol of Jesus, who died and rose for us. Let us make sure that the cross marks the stages of our Lenten journey, that we might understand more and more perfectly the gravity of sin and the value of the sacrifice with which the Redeemer has saved us. All of us.
La croce cristiana è un richiamo all'amore con cui Gesù si è sacrificato per salvare l'umanità dal male e dal peccato.